It's just after 12 p.m. local time here in the UK. I'm Joseph McTaggart with the news headlines. The former Scottish National Party chief, Peter Morrell, leaves court in handcuffs as new images show items he bought with embezzled funds. A third of people here in the UK say that university is not worth it, new research suggests. A body is found in the river after a search for a missing boy aged 11 in South Yorkshire. Passengers are being warned of delays and suspensions as the metro system, the London Tube, is hit by another strike. The actor Idris Elba is to be knighted by King Charles. The Metropolitan Police restricts duties for 21 officers after allegations that they were asleep while protecting Windsor Castle. Residents in Kent in the south of England struggle without water during the continuing heatwave. Sadiq Khan, the Mayor of London, vows to overrule resident groups' objections to Soho bars and restaurants. UK house prices fall for the first time this year amid rising mortgage rates. Young British people feel disconnected and locked out of creative art, says a leading charity. Six people were stabbed in London after the football team Arsenal's victory parade. And the government's interior department, the Home Office, sends letters to children as young as 5 saying they must leave the UK, causing distress to their families. The weather is thunderstorms today and still rather hot. I'm Joseph McTaggart. These have been the news headlines for the 2nd of June 2026.